Guys, welcome. What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the wonderful The Arsenio Buck Perspective. Man, I am so happy to be debuting this to you guys. As always, this is the Wheel of Life, man, the 10 categories that we're going to be doing as we normally do every single month. And man, I am excited as hell because, man, this month, reigning these categories, hearing and getting ready to prepare for some very, very good podcasts coming up real soon. I just want to give a shout out to everyone out there who's listening to my podcast. Over the last 5 days, I've had the best average in terms of downloads on this specific podcast. Again, this is more of a passion project, but I'm implementing this into like a high performance training type of thing, because obviously, you know, this is actually the line of work I'm going to be getting into. And so when we talk about the wheel of life, people, what do we discuss? Well, we talk about the mental and emotional. We talk about the partner and significant other. We talk about the family, the friends, the mission, experiences, spirit, finances, and learning. So when we break these down, it's very important, okay, to break down on a scale 1 through 10, where would you rate yourself? Okay, on a scale, I'll repeat that. On a scale 1 through 10, where would you rate yourself in these specific categories? So what we're going to do, we're going to break it down. Number one, I'm going to give you the question. So do you regularly take care of yourself so that you can feel your best? You want your overall physical development and health, or emotional health, your well-being, to be primed and optimized to make you feel energetic. Over the last 30 days, did you strive to eat well, sleep well, and exercise so that you could feel that physical vibrancy? And so rating yourself in this is very important. Looking at what I've been doing, I've just started, you know, running again to my favorite place and doing these crazy pull-ups, in which I actually remained sore for like a few days, which is crazy, you know, which is also very, very good. I realized that having excess fiber is amazing, too. So obviously, with my girlfriend starting up her own, you know, her own amazing, business. You know, I've been actually having some of these smoothies, and they are actually helping me an extremely lot in terms of my the fiber that I get on excess and stuff like that. So, man, I would have to give myself, okay, now talking about the eating and stuff, you got to have a balance, right? Yeah, if you're going to drink alcohol, drink a little alcohol in moderation. Just before the end of the course, which is going to be really, really funny to explain that. But just before the end of the course last month, you know, I was having myself a little bit of drink just to celebrate the unbelievable success for the month, you know. And again, that was a month ago. I believe that was a month ago or at the very beginning of this month. And it had to be the class before, the second class before, or the last class. I can't remember. I think it was the second class before. And I was like, you know what? Let me celebrate me, you know, because what we have to do, we have to enjoy all the challenges, all the things that we actually, that we engage in and be very grateful for them, because those challenges are what's going to bring us growth and obviously opportunity. So in terms of my overall health, all right, oh man, I'm going to give myself a 9. Yeah, I'm going to give myself a 9 because honestly, I'm feeling, and I'm telling you, I've been doing these push-ups, these pull-ups and everything. I feel like I have the most size I've had ever in my life. I feel like I am most alive now. The vibrancy, a lot of different things. Now, of course, the little tinnitus, it comes and goes. But just a week ago, I was completely silent for 2 days. And it was the most amazing thing on the planet. Now it came back, but it's nothing like it used to be, of course, at the beginning of this year or even the first quarter of this year. It is amazing how can my best self, you know, if things do end up picking up again, how am I going to be able to adapt to those situations? I think that was the most important part, you know? And so that's what I'm going to give myself in health. But that's a question you have to ask yourself, too. Now, let's get into the mental and emotional. Now, there was a lot of racial dead things that were happening at the beginning of this month. I believe it was about 3 weeks ago. Okay. And I was like, hold on, what? You guys are going to give me this class? Why? Oh, it's because of this. So I told my students and all this stuff was happening. I was angry. People were trying to talk to me. I was like, nah, I don't want to hit. No. It's just so much that was happening overall. But to be honest with you, I know what I am worth, and I don't have to deal with people's limiting beliefs anymore. And neither do you. So did you maintain that positive outlook and attitude? Did you cultivate a sense of joy and peace into your life on a routine basis? did you take care of yourself to be mindful of your energy, your focus, your emotions, and everything that you wanted to generate in your life? That's the mental and emotional. Honestly, these things really, they don't pop up as much as they do anymore. Unfortunately, I do work for a place that does, you know, have, you know, some limiting beliefs. But to be honest with you, about a week later, they ended up giving me my first corporate class, in which I'm going to be starting next Thursday, which is going to be online and for 4 months. Now, given the fact that, okay, at any specific moment, they might end up saying, oh, we want another teacher. I am completely aware of that. But to be honest with you, to see what is happening now with my online business, I just shoulder shrugged the rest of it. You know, so mental and emotional, I did get hit. I did remain, okay? I did persevere, and I was very resilient through all the ignorance that obviously, the things that I've had to overcome for such a long time. So I'm going to give myself an 8, okay? Now, obviously, this is a historically great category, but in this specific one, it was a little hard, right? So I'm the first one to say, you know what, I didn't do so well this month. But let's see how next month goes, okay? And how, when the challenges present themselves, am I going to show up as my best version and be able to deal with that situation more accordingly, right? And so, partner and significant other, do you feel consistently deep and trusting and appreciative, soulful, loving, connection, okay? But if you are alone and if you are single, do you live each day through your heart and demonstrate compassion and love for others? Give myself about... The adaptation is getting better. The now getting out is getting better. The two both worlds, which are going to have to interdependently coexist with one another, that still remains a very good challenge for me. But at the same time, I give myself, like what I did, probably a 7.5. A 7.5. Now, rate yourself. Now, going into, obviously, the family. Ah, guys, you already know this story. But again, are you present with your family? Are you creating that deep connection, that fun, that positive energy, okay? The people that you keep in contact with. Now, the people who I keep in contact with, keep that in mind. These are the people that I keep in contact with, and that is just my mother. She's the only one who I keep in contact with. Now, did I have that rich, loving connection? Not necessarily. However, during the live podcast that I did, about four podcasts ago, I did challenge myself and say, Arsenio, well, maybe you should message your mom right now during the podcast. I did, and she messaged me back. And she's like, oh, you know, tell her, you know, say hello to my future daughter-in-law or something like that. And it was really funny and stuff like, you know, actually she says sister-in-law. I was like, mom, actually it's daughter-in-law. I was like, come on, we got to get together, mama, come on. But anyways, you know, it's that soulful connection that, and when we do speak, I'm like, okay, also, you know, what I want to do next year, and one of the big challenges, not challenges, but one of the big things that I want to do, obviously, with my mom is surprise the hell out of her. Don't know how it's going to work. I would have to get her birth certificate and all the other stuff to get a passport and get her out of there and go to, let's say, Puerto Rico for the first time and stuff. But it remains a great challenge for me to get all of that squared away. So there it is. Then you have the friends, all right? Oh, I'm telling you. The immediate social circle, okay, of friends, do they bring you connection, fun, positive energy, and all of those into your life? Are they authentic? Do you spend enough time with them, right? And so, again, I'm still one of those people, whereas I'm in a crossroads and I'm still trying to figure out the whole friend thing. Like, man, what is a friendship, you know? I'm like, okay, how can I continue, you know, developing those enriched relationships that I could do right now? Well, it's kind of like a couple of podcasts ago, I talked about, you know, who are three people I can message early in the morning and say, hey, you know, I was just thinking about you, about that time, this and that, just when I hope you're doing well, da 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 da. See, that's a connection. That's me going back to the roots and saying, hey, let me go nurture this relationship right now by just saying hello to them. So it's the little things, but I'm gonna give myself probably a 3 or 4. One, because I'm still trying to figure out what is the meaning of friends, you know, because honestly, if you say, Arsenio, do you have friends right now? I don't, you know, obviously me just being in a relationship, you know, do I have, okay, like James, okay, that's like a, you know, that's like a coach and stuff like that. You know, just reconnected with Luke, by the way. I was just thinking about him the other day. I was like, Luke, man, we should get on a call and get together, da 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 da. He's like, oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, there are times that I actually do that. But to be honest with you, I still feel like I'm not taking it to that next level. I'm not doing this and this appreciation and showing that appreciation on a daily basis. And that's why I'm going to put myself down here. All right. So here we go. Going into the next one. Mission. All right. Do you feel clear, okay, and energized and fulfilled by the work and contributions you're adding to this world, period, okay? Does everything you do add value? Does it feel like you are truly engaged and excited by what you are doing and feel, and does it feel like a mission, a calling, a purpose? And so, again, I felt like the whole higher purpose of everything is something that I'm still trying to obviously, you know, I'm still trying to understand, you know, from a personal perspective and saying, you know, how can I contribute to this on a routine basis? Because sometimes I feel like I don't. Right now, yes, the TOEFL, everything has taken off. Absolutely grateful for everything. But at the same time, I'm like, am I doing that on a consistent basis? No. So I'm gonna give myself a 5 out of 5. Or 6, because I feel like I'm not doing it on a consistent basis, like today. And this is why in the next 3 podcasts, we're going to talk about a lot of things, especially distractions. This is going to be a real good one. So in saying that, let's go to experiences, trips, adventures, nights out, time to connect and disconnect. You already know what I did. Anniversary, amazing. Going all the way on a journey. Oh, this is such a great day today. As a matter of fact, I literally got onto I got onto a train, okay, that actually connects the western suburbs to central Bangkok. And it took only 20 minutes, although it should have only taken about 13, 14 minutes, to get into one of the main cities. And just above us were the vaccination center, Girlfriend got her 3rd booster shot. Obviously, she got 2 Chinese vaccines to begin with, so those don't really work. And when she got that booster shot, I'm over here looking. It was the first time being in central, Bangsa's Grand Station. And I was just amazed. This is something that I've always wanted to do, always wanted to take. I went to different platforms and saw a lot of people there. It was just an amazing, and I mean an amazing experience overall. And I think this has been a huge step in the right direction. So I'm going to give myself a 6.5. All right. Hobbies, interests, non-work goals, adventures. I'm beginning to put more of that. Oh, I went to the park, the national park. We bought some food and we actually fed some of the, oh my God, thousands of fish, and big king size fish too, that are lurking in the pond within that national park. And it just felt good being back there. Felt good being back in nature. It felt good hearing those birds again. A number of things. So my experiences have gone up. Now, spirit, feeling connected. Vitally alive, okay, behaviors, faith, values, decisions, daily actions. Now, meditation, daily actions, learning, all those things, absolutely, they're contributory. However, I believe that I need to do it more consistently. The meditation, absolutely amazing. But again, when I come over here, it's a little bit different. So this is still something that I need to deal with. I give myself about a 6. Now the finances. Okay, finances and learning. Okay, finances 10, learning 10. Bought myself a MacBook Pro. Yes, I'm actually using this right now as we speak. And honestly, it's the fastest thing in the world. And I never realized how out of touch I was with reality in general in regards to getting things done and seeing how slow everything was. But now I'm on fire. And it's because I had to make that purchase. And when I made that purchase, I didn't feel guilty whatsoever. And to see how many students I have. Now, yes, there are a lot of people. Okay, Waidali, Puerto Rican, she disappeared. Angeli, you know, Dominican Republic, she disappeared. Another Dominican lady, she had paid already. Got some people. A guy, as a matter of fact, from Morocco, coming up in about a half hour. Another girl from the Honduras. Again, anyone who contacts me through Facebook, I never, ever, ever take them seriously. But with that being said, my finances, if I add everything up from this month, wow. Well, I mean, how was I able to quickly hurry up and buy that MacBook Pro? You see what I mean? Because I'm now comfortable. And when I bought it, I wasn't like, oh my God, I only have this. Mm-mm. because I know I'm living in true and magnificent abundance right now. So finances, absolute 10. Are you responsible with how you're spending your money, saving your money for the future, the skills, and building those skills necessary to develop your ability to earn even more? Right? I realized today, you know, right before I did this podcast, I was back at my girlfriend, and I said, you know what? She's like, what? I said, and I walked off. Sometimes I just have those thoughts, and I'm like, you know what? Let me just keep this thought, okay? Because I believe when I keep this thought, then I execute it on, let's say after this podcast, like getting material, okay? This Monday, going to the bookstore and buying a couple of books and things, you know, for the group coaching that I'm going to start doing very soon. The webinars, how can I make them better? See, what skills can I develop? How can I make things more interesting and stop doing things that are just so repetitive? This is what I do on a routine basis. And so, again, I'm more excited about it now because now I'm setting myself up with a schedule and a way to, like, to execute, right? And so, again, finances beyond 10. And learning, forget it. Boy, I am on fire. Because I'm learning a lot about myself too. Now for you, are you paying attention to the things around you? Discovering new things about yourself? Do you have a personalized curriculum for yourself so that you can develop the skills needed to succeed? Different areas, different strokes for different folks. Like over the last past three, the potential of these next three podcasts that are gonna be coming up right now, it's going to show a lot about what you've accomplished. And what especially, you know, and how you become and how'd you get that mindset to get there. And the states of flow and, you know, the zone of distraction, all these different things that end up throwing us off on a consistent basis. We're going to talk about all of this, right? And so learning and finances are always a 10. It was a little bit low last month in regards to my finances. But then I'm like, oh, my God, I had a better month than I did back in July. And, you know, I'm no longer relying on people who were just blowing hot air from the beginning. And what I mean by that is, well, you know, the two businesswomen for about two months ago. Hey, okay, we're going to sign up. We're going to do this. They never did. They never sent me the email about their company. Nothing. And now, after seeing the ultimate success I have now and all these people messaging me, I'm like, hey, I don't even want them to come back. Because I don't have time for them anymore. Because I'm going for a higher purpose now. And so when you have control and when you continue developing and you become the number 1% in your field of endeavor, things change. So in saying that, people, thank you so much for tuning into another weekly. Oh, what is it? Oh my God, weekly. What am I talking about? The Wheel of Life podcast, man. I love doing these so much. Obviously, I'm doing it outside, so I can't be too animated. But in saying that, guys, thank you for tuning in. Stay tuned for more, man. I'm your host, as always, over and out.